And when you look back on the tape, what did you see from your performance?
I thought I performed pretty well. I felt really comfortable in the pocket. Thought my eyes were really well. One key turnover, or just a misread that I need to clean up, but I thought I played pretty well.
How ready are you for Auburn?
I feel really good. Obviously, starting a whole new week, pretty much starting pretty much everything over, whole new game plan. So I'm going to have to do a good week preparing and, you know, training out on the field.
How much have y'all talked about or thought about the way it ended last year and making sure that that doesn't happen again?
Obviously, that's something that's in our mind, but, you know, nothing that we've talked about so far. Obviously, we knew we had the game in our hands last year and it slipped away, but we can't really think about that. We'll just prepare for this year and understand what happened last year.
You can speak from experience here. How difficult is it for a true freshman quarterback to go on the road in the SEC and compete?
It's really difficult, and not really any true freshman, but you know, any quarterback coming on the road in any offense. Obviously, we know we have a huge advantage with the 12th man, but it's going to be a really big week. I think the defense will do a really good job, but offense got to do a better job.
Was your true road game, was that Florida? I know Arkansas with the
UCLA, if that.
Well, you're starting.
Yeah, I think Florida.
Okay. Uh-huh.
How big is it to open SEC play at home?
It's really big, and to kind of start the momentum off, I know we have a couple of home games coming up, but, you know, to start it off against Auburn, really good opponent, and, you know, top 10 team in the country, and get to come play in front of your home crowd is a really big advantage.
What can Nye Smith do for this offense?
He's electric, and we've kind of seen the way he's worked and how he's grown in the offense. One of the guys who's came in from day one and just try to, you know, perfect the offense. Obviously, everything he does isn't perfect, but, you know, he's electric with the ball in his hands. So, obviously, we like what we've seen, and, you know, we'll probably try to get the ball in his hands a little bit more this week, too.
What has Isaiah Spiller brought to this offense?
You know, he's one of those electric freshmen also. One of the guys who, you know, a lot of people didn't really know about, and then, you know, kind of, you know, took a lot of people's eyes during fall camp. So really excited to see what he did last week, and I think he'll have another good game this week.
For you to this season to be what you want it to be, obviously you need to win these big-time games. What is that? I don't want to say pressure is the right word, Kellen, but you know what I'm saying. I mean, you got to get this game if you want it to mean something down the line. How big is this one?
Yeah, I mean, thing about this game is just as big as last game against Lamar. You know, we want to go 1-0 each and every week, and it's going to take a big time week preparation from each and every player on both sides of the ball and special teams. So, really no extended pressure on everybody, but we need a great week.
A couple times in the red zone this past game, guys coming up empty or had to settle for field goals. Mm. What has to happen for you guys to be able to get those into the end zone?
I know two of them early. One missed flat route that I had to Cabote, and then Jamon had a drop. So just, you know, for two key kind of veteran guys to have, you know, simple mistakes that, you know, you make routinely, doesn't really need to happen. So I think just both on our two parts, just be a little bit sharper. But, you know, we'll feel good this week.
What have you seen from Kagan, and how impressed are you with what he was able to do, move from offensive line to fullback and step in there and start right away?
You know, I always thought it was kind of a easy transition for him, you know, going from offensive line and already understanding blocking schemes and then, you know, kind of transferring to fullback. But, you know, he had a really good package, and then, you know, we haven't really shown him much, but he can catch the ball at the backfield. So, really good advantage for us.
Did it surprise you at all, or kind of open your eyes the first couple times you threw some passes to him and saw what his hands could do?
Yeah, I think it surprised Jimbo a little bit too.
Passing more to set up the run to start out games?
You know, it just kind of depends. Like I say, each and every week, you know, based on the opponent, it changes. You know, sometimes you like to get your quarterback in a groove, and sometimes you like to get the run game starting off. And, you know, I thought this past week we were pretty balanced, both pass and run, but also, you know, based on personnel, we were pretty balanced. So it's always a good thing to do that.
Well, y'all were going empty early too, right?
Yeah, we do. You know, we have some of those packages in, and then also obviously we have, you know, our heavy package with Bobby Brown in there. So. Just to be able to do that in the red zone and in the open field is, you know, really good for us with that versatility.
Does Auburn strike you as an opponent that you're going to have to pass to set up the run?
I don't know. We'll see. Obviously, more. It's only day one. We've watched some film, but we'll probably dive into it a lot more today later on. But obviously, a really good team and you know really good defensive line. So we'll have our hands full, but I think we'll be ready.
We talked to Jamon earlier. He said there's some opportunities for some bigger plays, and for whatever reason, you guys just aren't capitalizing on them. Do you see the same thing? And you think there are some opportunities for some bigger plays?
Definitely are, and you know, with this game of football, you kind of depend on all 11 guys to do, you know, be perfect. So, you know, if one guy messes up, then it kind of ruins the whole play. So that's still something that, you know, we're still trying to clean up and get a lot sharper. But we'll definitely need to fix that for this week.
I know you guys talk a lot about practice and preparing well, but at one point, Kellen, does it come into the game where you need a big play? Somebody needs to snatch it. Somebody needs to win a 50-50 ball. Somebody needs to break a run, or you need to do something special. I mean, where does that come from? And how do you do that better? Because obviously that was one of the big things against Clemson that didn't happen.
You know, sometimes it just happens in the game. We say a lot of times that what happens in practice transfers over to the game. But like you say, we might need a 50-50 ball, but, you know, the ball might be, you know, it might be a bad ball or something. So just something that we need to clean up on the offensive side of the ball, and I think it'll just happen naturally.